publishing since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1266. This is your host, Danny Pena. And on this episode, and you're only going to hear this only on Gamertag Radio, I recorded a roundtable discussion and also interview live from EA in San Francisco. And this is all about Immortals of Avium, which is coming out for PlayStation, Xbox, and also PC. I talked to the producer of the game. Also have special guests that's going to be joining us. You're going to find out more later on this episode. And it was a great discussion about our thoughts about the game. Talked about boss battles, design, and much, much more. Plus, since last year, I've been testing out Immortals of Avium, and we've been giving also feedback to the developers. We briefly talked about that too during our hands-on impressions, and I hope everybody enjoys this episode. So make sure to go right now to GamertagRadio.com, listen to our past episode. Also, we have so much content there where you can also find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Follow us, subscribe, and also post your review. Every time you do this, it will help us to get discovered to a whole new audience. So please share the content, spread the word, and help us spread the word about GTR.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Now we're going to be talking about the poll from the last episode of GTR 1265. I have some results about that. And for those who are listening, you could go right now while listening to this episode and answer our poll. And this would be a great way for us to interact with our listeners. You could do that on Spotify. So the question that I had last week for episode 1265, I asked to the audience, what game are you buying next? Is it Diablo 4, Street Fighter 6, or maybe something else? So Diablo 4 got 35.5%, Street Fighter 6, 8.1%, something else, 1%, and the final result is 56.5%. Now, this is pretty crazy because I've been playing Diablo 4 now for the past few weeks, and also Street Fighter 6. Both games are amazing, and I'm going to be talking more about these games on the next episode of GTR, but it's been getting 9 and 10s everywhere. So I'm glad to see that the games are getting more and more positive reviews. I think this year has been an amazing year for gamers, and yo, we're like halfway there. There's more coming later this year. I can't wait. So for this episode, the poll we're going to have is, are you interested in Immortals of Avium? Are you planning to buy it? Let me know. Yes, no, or maybe. You could be part of our poll. Just go right now to Spotify and answer our question. And I'll be reading the results during next week's episode of GTR. So for those that have been listening to GTR for many years, previously we used to go to E3 and create a lot of content there, roundtable discussions, tons of interviews, hands-on impressions and everything. And it's like multiple episodes daily. We used to do that. I think the past couple of years, since like 2006 all the way to like 2019, it was multiple episodes. I think in 2018, during E3 of 2018, we released 54 episodes in just six days. 2019 was 45 episodes. So I know a lot of people enjoyed it because, look, there's going to be games that you're just interested in that, and you could just go to your favorite podcast app and listen to that interview or the discussion, because you just want to know about our thoughts on, you know, about the game and everything. So for this year, of course, there's not going to be no E3, but I'm attending Summer Game Fest with Paris. And we have a lot of stuff planned. And I'm planning to release these episodes, multiple episodes, next week. So be on the lookout, because there's going to be a lot of content. I'm talking about like starting before Summer Game Fest all the way to like after the Ubisoft Forward event. So be on the lookout for it. I have a lot of very, very cool surprises that I think you guys are gonna really, really gonna enjoy. So, but please make sure to let me know your thoughts. You know, which game are you guys are excited? Are you excited about the showcase, Xbox showcase, Ubisoft, or just Summer Game Fest overall? So just let us know. But we're gonna be there. We're gonna be recording a lot of content, and I can't wait to hear the feedback from the listeners. And we are the only podcast that has managed to do this since 2006. Multiple episodes during E3 and now Summer Game Fest. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. I think it's time to play the coverage live from San Francisco, all about Immortals Avium. As of right now, that I know, this is the only podcast that I know that recorded this from EA. So please let me know your thoughts, and shout out to everybody that's listening. And thank you to EA and also the team at Ascended Studios for giving me the opportunity to attend and play this game for multiple hours. I'm talking about like I got there like 9 in the morning all the way to like 2 or 3 o'clock p.m. So it was a lot of content that I recorded. Also got some footage from the game. So if whenever you get the chance, go to my Twitter account. That's Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-E. I'm going to be posting a video version of that there. Also, if you want to see the longer version of the video, you could also go to my YouTube channel. Just look up Danny Pena or Gamer Tag Radio. It will pop up and you can see it there too. All right, so let's play this interview and also roundtable discussion, and enjoy the show. Until next time.
You're listening to Gamer Tag Radio.
All right, so we're live here in San Francisco, and we're at the live event here at Immortals of Avium, and I have a couple of guests that's going to be on the podcast for this episode. Would like to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Aliak. I do live content creation on Twitch and YouTube, lots of first-person shooters and loot shooters, and I'm excited to be here today.
All right.
Hi, I'm Nick930. I do a lot of comparisons and full-length documentaries on my YouTube channel, Nick930.
Yeah, so we got to play the game for a couple hours today. Yeah. This is actually your first event, right?
This for is my both? First, yeah. Is
I guess
it?
It's technically my second, but this is the first like big event I've done.
But okay, cool. So tell us a little your feedback about, you know, your experience playing this game. Because I know for you, you love first person shooters.
Yes.
But this one is a little bit different than the typical first person shooters, right? This is a magic first person shooter,
this
right?
This is a magic shooter. Yeah.
Magic shooter.
Once I was told that it was a magic shooter, I was like, okay, how is this gonna actually feel? But once I just got my hands on, it feels like a shooter, but it's magic.
Yeah.
It's very what's the word?
Fantasy, action,
yes.
RPG, right? I think Nick, you were the one that was saying that too. You were like, this is is this like an action RPG or what?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was asking, like, we were talking about RPGs in general. And I was saying, like, yeah, this is an RPG too. And then they're like, well, it's an action RPG, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, what your thoughts about the game so far for you?
So far, I think it's turned out really great. I think it plays...
Get a little closer to the mic. There you go.
I think it plays better than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
With there only being, like, 3 magic powers, I was a little concerned about variety.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that you can kind of tweak each and every one of them, you get like a shotgun blast with a red one, and then you can kind of change that up to, like, explosive blasts and stuff like that.
I love switching. I love the way how it depends on the enemies too. There's some enemies that they're weak in certain magic spells. So like, let's say one might be
weaker when it comes to like the green shooter. Yeah. But the red one, like you were saying, it felt like I was using like a shotgun or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that, right?
Yeah. I think the green one is probably my favorite.
Fast pace.
Just seeing all those particles all over the screen, I think that's like something you really want to showcase.
Yeah.
It was definitely one of the funnest ones to shoot. And the audio for that specific group, like the green magic casting, was so fun.
Yes.
I ended up leaning towards the blue magic, though, because I like keeping my distance and being more precise with my shots.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they got too close, then I would switch to red magic, which we don't know the names of the magic yet, do we?
No,
I think they have it as just colors.
Colors.
I believe they have their own names. We just don't know them yet.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts also of the puzzles? Because there were certain parts in the game where you have to use certain powers in order to move objects and to open the doors too, right?
Yes, like, there are lots of puzzles hidden around the path and loot also hidden. I don't know if you guys found a few chests.
No, I did. So how
you
was
didn't?
Nah, how was
okay,
it?
Okay, I started exploring a little bit of the areas that they would send us to, and you can go straight past all of that, but if you start looking around, there's a few hidden paths. I actually fell through a platform and I found a chest down there, and it had some cool gear there that I'm actually using right now in my playthrough. It was pretty sweet. Did you find anything?
Yeah, I found a couple. There's mostly the chest. I didn't get any like really rare gear. Mm. Now and again you would get like rings and bracers, which would enhance you, like passive enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of time I found chests with like extra currency that you could use to upgrade your gear later.
Yes.
And they gave us like a lot of currency for the demo build we played, so you can really kind of customize your character and spec them out how you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went all in on the green power and just maxed out everything I could. It was
really
crazy.
Oh snap, okay.
Yeah.
So for me, I loved the introduction to the tutorial. I felt like it was pretty good to learn like the different spells and everything. But after the tutorial, that intro was really cool. Like the music. There was so many things going on in the background.
When you were walking. The dragon.
Yeah, the through the door and everything. That was really, really cool for me. And I felt like the soundtrack is so good.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed the soundtrack. But what were your thoughts also getting, like, you know, the beginning of that level and everything?
I think it does a good job of easing you into that.
Yeah.
I think they introduced all the powers pretty quickly. I was a little surprised. You get the red one. Then she's like, all right, here's the green one.
Yeah.
And, like, they introduce all the stuff to you pretty rapidly. But once you get the hang of it, it's just like you have so many options for every encounter. I think that's really interesting.
What about you?
I felt just like the character felt when those doors opened. I don't know if you remember his face. He was like, whoa, this is okay. Let's go. Let's do this. That's how I felt when the doors opened. Something I really liked was when I picked up my first rings. And you equip it on your character, and you can actually see the ring that you picked up, the design of the ring. You can actually see them on your hands, which is not something that a lot of games do. You just pick up a ring, you equip it, and you just know you have a ring and you have the buff for it. But in this one, you can see what you picked up, which is great.
So if you're watching, if you watch the screen of the gameplay footage, the right hand will be the one of the shooting, different colors and everything. The left one is for like the whip, shield, and I know there was one more of like just like a slowdown.
Oh, the green.
Yeah, it's like a cream, green color.
What's it called? Yeah.
I can't remember the name of that one, but that one. Yeah, that I was trying to figure out how to slow down. There was like one part where you lift up this door.
Yeah.
And then it will go down quick.
Yes.
And I couldn't figure out. And I'm like, okay. Again, puzzles and stuff, but it was really cool experience.
Yeah,
that like
you hit it with the blue power or something to open it,
and then
you
use
the green stuff to slow it down.
Yeah,
yeah. So you get a lot of that, and there's also a lot of these puzzles where you could basically have to look around the environment, find these kind of crystals in the wall, and you shoot them all with the right color, and it'll open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then those progressively get more complicated because they start mixing in the other stuff.
Yeah,
they have the green power where you can basically influence the environment, and that's like you're opening the hand of a big statue. Or you're making like these vines come out from the wall.
That
yeah.
So unique.
Yeah.
I love that.
I did like that.
So, boss battles. How was your experience with
those
boss battles?
Those are probably my favorite part.
Some of them are very challenging. Like I died a couple times. I'm like, all right, let me figure out. But once you figure out how to get them like some damage and everything, it's been like very, very helpful for me. But I'll watch for you guys.
I think the first one, I don't remember the names of these bosses. There was kind of like a big guy on a bridge towards the beginning after the tutorial.
Yeah.
And that's when the game like really clicked for me. Because now it's like, okay, you know all your powers now. Now just use them. And you can't you couldn't use a whip on that guy because he was too big.
Too big, yeah.
They saved that just for the smaller grunts.
Mm-hmm.
But you basically have to keep swapping between all the powers. You don't really want to spend your time reloading. You just want to keep hitting them with everything you got. Use your shield, which I think the shield actually worked really well, too. I like that.
Yeah.
It was a good feedback whenever you, like, you block damage. Sometimes it would cause slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that felt really good.
Yeah, and once you're in danger, you just press right D-pad to get, like, your health back and everything.
Yeah,
like
that
too.
Yeah.
So that helped a lot.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you run out of, I forgot the name of that material where it helped you to get health back.
I think it's
the crystal.
Mana crystal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once that runs out, oh my God, you got to like figure some way out of it. Yeah. Now for you, I saw you. You can pass my mic. Yeah. I know for you, I saw, because you were sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
And your battle with that dragon. How was
that? Yeah, that was fun. that was really fun.
Yeah.
My strategy was very similar to yours, where it's like I just use my gun until it, you know, the clip is done, and then I switch to the other one. I finish the clip on that one, and then, you know, combining all the other abilities. That was a fun fight. A lot of dodging the fire that the dragon was throwing at you. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. Did you see anything that I was doing that you were like, oh, I didn't do that?
No, because I felt like... That boss was very, very challenging. And I know there was one towards the end of the demo that I saw a lot of people were like, oh,
yes,
man, they were trying
to
figure
that
out. Some people finished it. Some couldn't get it. They couldn't figure it out. But
mm-hmm.
I think it was a great experience overall just playing the game, you know. And for those who don't know, we got to play an early build because we're part of the console group. And we gave, you know, feedback to the team.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed they've been making a lot of changes through the sessions that we were having with them. So it's been great. So what you were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, because we played the earlier builds. And so we have to kind of see this get molded into what it is today.
Yeah.
And I think it's so much more improved than what we first played. I think the biggest change from this demo was that there's like this, how do you describe it? Like you get actual, not a notification, but... Help me out. Feedback. Thank you.
No feedback,
You get sound feedback now when you defeat an enemy. And I think that made such a big difference. I think we always discussed how, like, there should be more of a, like, a visual feedback to kind of give you more of an impression of damage.
Yeah, because we see that usually in other games, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then same with, like, when you're using... a lot of times in shooters, you want to see, like, that heavy recoil with a shotgun. That, like, adds a lot to the feedback that the player gets.
Yeah.
It makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do that when you've got like this guy with his hand on the screen and that's all you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So adding that sound, it just made it feel so much better.
I have to say, because I know the majority of people have seen only the typical trailer. There's no HUD. You know, there is one in the actual game for those that haven't seen the actual, you know, gameplay and everything like that. So, but yeah, for you, any other thoughts about Immortals of Avian?
It was surprisingly fun. I think when I first got into it, I didn't know what I was going to expect. Like, magic shooter, how does that feel? Like I said at the beginning, I was a little, as a first-person shooter player, I was a little hesitant to be like, okay, am I going to like this or not? But once you actually play it, it's so fun to combine all of the movement abilities. You have your... you can cast magic, you can shoot the weapon or your brace, and you can heal. You have, like you said, your left hand. You can just combine all of these abilities, and it's just really fun.
Now, have you tried when you press both analog stick?
I did not.
Yes. That is a pretty cool power. Go for it.
Like an ultimate?
Yeah, exactly. I used it on the last boss because I was having trouble getting the damage down.
Yeah.
And I think I skipped like his third phase completely.
Oh, wait. So there is different phases on that boss?
Yeah, yeah. So,
I couldn't get to that.
I got you. But, so with that boss we had at the end of the demo, there was basically multiple points he had to hit with depending on the color magic you're using.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would kind of drop down so you can kind of deal some real damage to his head.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I think there's metal.
That's a sign, guys.
Hi, everybody. We
got to clear out. All right, so let's wrap it up real quick. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that, like, I used that super on him, and it just dropped his health
Yeah.
like, from halfway all the way to zero.
That's
it felt
cool.
So satisfying.
Yeah, well, I know we have to head out because another group is going to come over here and try out the game too. But I just want to say thank you to both of you.
Yeah,
we'd like to promote your channels very quick.
Yeah, I'm Nick930. You can find me on YouTube. I do comparisons and documentaries.
Awesome.
I'm Alec. You can find me on Twitch and YouTube. And I just do gameplay and I chat with everybody and hang out with everybody there.
Yeah, and follow them on Twitter too, you know.
So. Oh, Twitter too, yeah.
Yeah, all right, guys. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so introduce yourself, and we'll go from there, man.
Okay, so my name is Tyler Sparks. I'm the lead level producer at Ascendant Studios. Mm-hmm. I oversee the level production, so level art, level design, VFX, mm-hmm. lighting, those sort of things.
So how was the process of working on like the level design for this game? I noticed it's been, when I first saw the trailer, I thought it was going to be like an open world.
Well, it's not quite open world, no. It's more of a hub-spoke sort of Metroidvania-inspired design. Mm-hmm, so there are two major hubs, Lucium and Palathon. Mm-hmm. And while there is a linear path through the storyline, there is a lot of revisiting that can be done, a lot of exploration that you'll be rewarded for. Mm-hmm. Again, not open world, but I would say halfway there.
And I noticed also there's a little kind of like puzzles where it will allow you to open certain areas too. You could tell us a little bit about that, but like the magic spells and how that works.
Cool. So, yeah. I mean, the two main elements of the gameplay here are obviously the first-person shooter stuff. But, yeah, then the puzzles are a very important thing. And some of them are, like, major gameplay gates. So you have to complete this in order to get to the next area. But there are also puzzles that are maybe you can't even complete them right now, and you got to come back later when you have new abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of side content will lead to other different types of rewards.
Yeah, and what you can tell us about the main character in the game?
So the main character is Jack. Mm-hmm. You play as Jack, who is this young battle mage, or what we call Magnus, or Magni, plural.
Mm-hmm.
Jack was what we call unforeseen, in the sense that he grew up with little or no power, and then all of a sudden came into that power. And the power he came into was the ability to wield all three types of magic. In Avium, that's very rare. So most Magni, usually one, maybe two powers. So mm-hmm. as a Magni who can wield all three, he's what we call a Triarch. So mm-hmm. He's recruited by General Kirkin, who is the leader of the Lucian forces, who you saw in the...
In the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that's Gina, played by Gian Torres.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jack sort of joins those forces, and you take him through his experience to become one with the Immortals, the elite fighting force of Avium, mm-hmm. and fight Sandrak.
And how's it feel, man? You know, working this project now for a while, a couple of years, right? And now seeing the creators and the media playing it for the first time, man.
No, it's such a wonderful experience. I mean, you know, it's real to us in the sense that we're doing it every day. But then when you get to come to a venue like this and share it with the world, mm-hmm. like, it's, you know, this is our baby, and we're sharing it with everybody now.
And, yeah. And what is your favorite magic spells? Which ones do you want? Do you like the most green, blue, red?
See, that's the cool thing about the magic, right?
Yeah.
There's over 25 different spells.
Sure.
And the combinations for those are I'm not going to say limitless because everything has a limit, but mm-hmm. there are so many different cool combos that you can do. And the fun part, we have playtests every day, right? And it's kind of like unspoken ongoing thing, like, so you can come up with the coolest combo, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's no wrong way to defeat an enemy, but my favorites are I love launching them in the air and then lashing them to me and then hitting them with a blast from my red magic.
Yeah, I'm more of the it depends on the enemy, but I like the blue and red spells.
Okay,
those are I feel like it's a lot better for me, and especially the red one reminds me of like a shotgun.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you pull them in, shotgun blast to the face.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, the health goes all the way down with that, man. So, yeah. Yeah, I've been having a great time playing the game, man. Actually, I'm also part of the console group that we also gave feedback to the team and
all
everything.
Right. Yeah, so yes, I thought I recognized your name.
Yeah, yeah, so it's been great seeing the process of like how you guys, you know, the early build and now how it is now. It's getting a lot better, man, based on the feedback. So
I'm glad to hear it, man.
Yeah, yeah, very, very cool, man. And what's next for you guys, man, now that the game is coming up in July? And
We're only talking about the game today.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course.
But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's an incredible studio with, I mean, this team is just amazing, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, We're studio veterans. I think in just the leadership team alone, we probably got like several hundred years of combined experience. Like the things that we can do, endless.
Yeah, I've been I talked to Brett last week. We were talking about his career and then the studio. I like that when he first started working in the studios, selecting like the hiring the right people from the industry veterans, man, that worked on really well-known titles in the past. So how that influenced you guys to work on, you know, working on those games in the past and now with this one, with Immortals, like how that helped?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about that is that there's so much to pull from. Right. You know, we know what works, and often more importantly, we know what doesn't work. You know, we've made the mistakes in the past, and so now we can approach game development with a really clear and mature mindset. You know, and these wide backgrounds allow us to provide such unique perspectives. You know, we pull inspiration from a lot of titles like Doom, Metro, even classics like BioShock, but each person's unique perspective allows us to really create something super unique, which this is, right? This is a, in my opinion, completely unique game in this genre, in the first-person shooter genre.
Yeah, and speaking of unique too, it's very exciting to see a studio working on a new IP, because usually, you know, studios will always work on stuff that already works out, you know, sequels and everything like that. But new IP, how challenging was it like to work on a new IP and to make it right?
You know? I mean, that's the fun part, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's having the creative freedom because it is your own IP.
Sure.
And then, you know, having a great partnership with EA Originals, who empowered us to really explore that creatively. You know, it's daunting in the sense that you don't have like the constraints of doing like a Marvel game where it's like, here's a set of rules, you know, and you got to stick within these constraints. Like, we had no constraints. And so the freedom is, you know, is terrifying as it is exciting. And I think we've really leveraged that into something spectacular.
Yeah, I have to say, I really love the soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
soundtrack is very. It gets me really excited, and sometimes I even get nervous because, you know, a lot of enemies and I feel like the music is really, really good in the game. Can you tell us who worked on the soundtrack on this?
I mean, the team that worked on this, we're not discussing that right now. But
yeah,
I mean,
sure.
It's been a really amazing experience, like, because we played the game for so long without the music, and just seeing that shift,
it
like,
works very well.
It's night and day difference. You
yeah,
know? It's like. I mean, the allegory is probably not great, but like watching a horror movie without a soundtrack, you know, it's like there's no tension, you know, it's like you build that energy right. And, you know, combat has to be intense. But then when you're sneaking through like, you know, a cave or something and they build that energy, like the atmospherics are really there.
Yeah, man. I really enjoy this, man. You guys did a great job with this
Thanks,
game,
man.
And I can't wait to see this in what? In like in 2 months or so, right?
July 20th.
July 20th.
Yeah.
Man. So it's going to be on Xbox,
PlayStation. SNX, PlayStation 5, and then PC, we're going to be releasing on the EA app, Epic Games Store, and Steam.
And Steam? Is it going to be compatible with Steam Deck?
That's what we're working
towards.
Fingers crossed. I can't promise that right now.
Yeah, because I'm always on the go, so it would be perfect to take it with me.
You know? Oh, we'd love that. We'd love that.
Awesome. But I just want to say congrats, and can't wait for the game. Comes out in 2 months, right?
Thank you so much, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Perfect.
This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so that was the roundtable discussion and also interview with the producer of the game. And it was a great time recording that for you guys. So please send me your feedback on Discord, Twitter, email. Let me know your thoughts about the content here. And remember, next week we have a lot of surprises. Make sure to tune in. You know, I have a lot of cool stuff coming up for you guys, man, during Summer Game Fest. So thank you for listening. Episode 1266. Until next time, this is Danny Pena. I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.